BBC News with David Austin. Hundreds of pro-democracy demonstrators are sleeping on the streets of Hong Kong ahead of the Monday deadline for withdrawal set by the government. John Sudworth is in Hong Kong.
A few hundred protesters remain camped out in defiance of the government demand that they clear their blockades by Monday morning. Many suspect there may be some kind of attempt by the police to move them on within the next few hours. So far, though, there is no sign of it, and rows of students slumber on peacefully on mats laid out across the eight-lane highway that runs through Hong Kong's financial district. Meanwhile, discussions between the government and student protesters about opening a formal dialogue have faltered after failure to agree on the basic principles on which the talk should be held.
As voting continues in Brazil's elections, the incumbent president Dilma Rousseff has acknowledged that she expects she'll have to take part in a runoff vote against one of her two rival candidates, the centre-right candidate Aécio Neves and the popular environmentalist Marina Silva. From Rio de Janeiro, here's Julia Caneiro.
The big question today is who would make it with her to a second round. If it's Marina Silva, the surprise of this race, she surged in opinion polls after the death of former candidate Eduardo Campos and seemed to have very big chances. And Aécio Neves, who was pushed back when she entered the race, but now has recovered positions and, according to polls we saw last week, was threatening closing in on Marina. Really seems like this will be decided vote by vote.
A fierce gun battle has been taking place around the besieged Syrian town of Kobani near the border with Turkey. Kurdish fighters, backed by US-led airstrikes, are trying to hold back Islamic State militants. Paul Adams reports.
The battle for Kobani has intensified once more. From our position across the border, we watched as a ferocious gun battle seemed to engulf the eastern edge of the city. In the distance, we could see tanks moving and the muzzle flash of a heavy machine gun. And the war came briefly to the Turkish side as well. We found angry, defiant Kurds clustered around a house that had just been hit by a rocket fired from across the border. Several people had been injured. The Turkish authorities quickly evacuated nearby villages, firing volleys of tear gas in an effort to herd people away from the border. Once again, violence on the Turkish side had distracted from a much more desperate struggle going on across the border.
There have been fierce clashes in eastern Lebanon between Islamist militants and the Lebanese Shia group Hezbollah. Reports say the Islamist gunmen, believed to be from Islamic State and the Nusra Front, crossed from Syria and attacked Hezbollah positions. Several people have died. Tension has risen in Lebanon since the army attacked Islamist forces who seized a border town last month. World News from the BBC. Somali government forces have taken the last coastal stronghold of the Al-Shabaab Islamist militant group. A BBC reporter in Somalia says government soldiers are inside the town of Barawe, while African Union troops supporting them with tanks and heavy artillery are outside. Five police officers have been killed by a suicide bomber in Grozny, the capital of the southern Russian Republic of Chechnya. 12 other officers were wounded. The Chechen leader, Ramzan Kadyrov, told reporters that the bomber, disguised as a policeman, had blown himself up after he was stopped at the entrance to a concert hall. Separatist rebels who want independence from Russia have been blamed for previous attacks. Exit polls from Bulgaria's snap election have pointed to a comeback for the former bodyguard Boyko Borisov and his right-wing GERB party. But the party was not expected to secure a majority of votes, making another coalition government likely. From Sofia, here's Nick Thorpe.
If the exit poll results are borne out by the real count, GERB, which stands for Citizens for the European Development of Bulgaria, which led the country until February last year, looks set to head the next coalition government. But the task of the GERB leader, Boyko Borisov, will be made more complicated by the plethora of parties expected to cross the 4% threshold and enter the new parliament. The next government will be the fifth in under 2 years in Bulgaria. It will have to decide rapidly on the fate of a major commercial bank, which closed its doors in June, and to negotiate with Russian companies over energy supplies this winter.
The French Formula One racing driver Jules Bianchi is in intensive care after suffering a severe head injury in a crash at the Japanese Grand Prix. Surgeons have been operating on Bianchi, who was unconscious when he was taken to hospital. The race was halted early, and the British driver Lewis Hamilton was declared the winner. BBC News.
更多内容请关注可可英语 coconet.com。